Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I like to think that I'm a pretty good friend. Well, now, I might not have always been. I've destroyed a lot of friendships, and I've fucked a lot of shit up, and I've pushed a lot of people away. But if you know me now, and I like you now, then I like to think I'm a pretty good friend. And I like to do things for my friends. I like to do special things every now and then, especially if I'm not going to be seeing one for a long time, if one's going away. If maybe I'm working with a guy that's a good dude that I've worked with for a long time, and he's maybe taking another job. My buddy Simon Schickson, I worked with Simon at the radio station for years. I love that man. Been to his house. We've gone to see comedy shows together. Met his wife. We were at friends' weddings together and shit. We worked together closely for a while. But then, Simon did what anybody who's in radio who has half a fucking brain does. Realizes, hey, why the fuck am I accepting getting paid dog shit money when I can go over here and make maybe double that? Simon was a beloved character at the radio station. So when I found out that Simon was leaving, I was super excited for him, but also disappointed. Because I knew I wouldn't get to shoot the shit with him on a regular basis anymore. So I had a thought, got together with my buddies. Like, what do we do? What do we do for this man that we love and we're going to miss dearly? So I started thinking. There's only one thing to do in that situation. I'm going to buy Simon a cake. But not just any cake. I'm going to buy him a cake that's big and black and shaped like a fucking cock. A penis cake. I'm buying Simon a penis cake and I'm going to tell everybody about it and we're all going to fucking throw in. I started looking around. Where the fuck am I going to get a big dick cake? Who sells dick cakes? Anybody local sell dick cakes? Do I just call up and say, hey, I'm looking for a penis? I'm sure some places would accept that, but I don't know if that's necessarily the best option if you're looking for a cake. Where's a good exotic cake shop? Is there an erotic bakery in town? I don't know. So I started searching online, you know. Where can I find a penis cake? Oddly enough, when you do a Google search like that, you see a lot of real tits, vaginas, and dicks. And some actual videos of people fucking. That's not what I'm looking for. I know where to get porn, goddammit. I wanna fucking buy a dick cake. So I found a place. It was called exoticcakes.com. And I went on exoticcakes.com and there was a lot of stuff. There was tits, there was vaginas, there was penises. But what I wanted was Mr. Vanes. That's what it was called. No bullshit. The name of the cake I got was Mr. Vanes. It was huge. It would serve about 15 people, it said. And it was a gigantic penis. The balls were included. Let me take you through the ordering process. I found the cake. Thing cost like $140. I got like 14 people. We all threw in 10 bucks. It was great. You had a lot of options when you're buying a dick cake. This is how it works. You go there and the first thing is like, okay, pick the dick cake, pick the serving size, great. Then skin tone. Yeah, you can pick the skin tone. You want a white dick? You want a black dick? You want a fucking tan dick? You can have any kind of dick you want. So I picked black. I wanted a big black dick. Next option, semen. There was a semen option. So naturally I picked yes. It was good too. It was a little, you know, it was white drips and drabs right along the tip. There were pubes on there. I know what you're thinking. You should be shaving your balls. It's 2017. Get that shit together. I know that. But for a cake, you want some detail. I wanted some pubes on there. Now, it wasn't like shavings. It wasn't like coconut shavings. They just kind of like drew them on. And I put the word pussy right down the middle. P-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-S-S-Y. Because Simon said pussy all the time. Pussy. He would fucking yell that at anybody. So then I ordered the dick cake. And I needed to make sure that the dick got to us on time. We're fucking shipping it from like fucking Los Angeles, which is no bullshit. So we're shipping a dick across country, and I had to call up to make sure that we got the dick on time. Like there was something fucked up in the email. I thought we might not get it on time. So I called over there and they took me to like this automated system, and then they sent me to the help desk. And I'm not fucking kidding you here. It was like an Indian guy. So apparently the tech support, for lack of a better term, for ordering penis cakes online is the same agency that handles tech support for like computers and fucking phones and shit. And this was a nice fucking dude. But picture trying to have a conversation with a guy with a very thick Indian accent about a dick cake. You know, he asks what you order. And I'm like, we ordered the big black dick cake and we need it by Friday. There's a fucking language barrier and we're talking about a big black penis, I guess is the humor of the situation. We had to smuggle the cake in the work. Time to leave on Simon's last day. We're all about to go out to lunch. And we're like, buddy, we got you something nice. We come out with a big box. And he's like, oh, guys, you didn't have to fucking do anything. Jesus Christ. he doesn't realize that it's a penis. He thinks that we all chipped in on kind of like a fucking plaque or something. See, he knows that we're assholes, but he doesn't realize that we're going to be assholes until the very end. He thinks we all chipped in and got him something nice. We all fucking chipped in, cost $150, but we're going to eat it and it's a big black penis. He opens it up, he goes fucking crazy, laughs his balls off, calls his wife. He fucking loved it. Great tasting cake too. I think Exotic Cakes is like Helena Worth Cakes now or some shit. And I think they do sell some like pornographic cakes, but it's not the same. It's not the same. There's just something, there's like a prestige to exoticcakes.com, you know? Well, you can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'll post a picture of the dick there. I got to post it on Facebook too if you're my Facebook friend. I'm going to put these, put the new episode videos out on Facebook too. New episodes Sundays and Wednesdays. You can follow on Podbean. Every single episode is there, the website or the app. Apple Podcast and Google Play as well.